Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go.
With Jim and Nobby.
Oh, there's a great app, a great filter on TikTok. I've put it on Twitter and Instagram and on TikTok, and it's a UFO one.
Yeah, it's very UFO-y.
And I did a little video of outside the front of FM 4 today. If you want to have a look at it, it's very good. And it looks like there's UFOs flying in the sky with planes going up and landing them, and then a huge planet has just landed over Dublin. It looks class. You should try it. It's fun.
It has a bubble on it, nearly like the episode they did of The Simpsons, where I think the Irish one.
Mm. It's good.
Yes, it is.
Go and have a look. You should try it too. I tried to convince my kids that there was UFOs in the back garden yesterday, and they believed me for about a few seconds.
Look at this.
There's UFOs in the back. Look.
Excellent.
What? Is that real? Yeah. Sure it is.
So today is all about bent coppers. Well, they haven't really... We haven't found out who the bent copper is yet. They want you thinking about it. So last night, Line of Duty, season 6. Now, the thing that we can recommend for you to go and have a look at today is, if you want to find out, it's just called All Line of Duty in 6 Minutes. And it's on the BBC's own YouTube channel. And it literally is 6 minutes. And we were watching it earlier on going, oh yeah, do you remember him?
Yeah, you need to long get it in your face.
You are going down for a long, long time. You are going down for a long, long time, fella. You are going down for a long, long time, fella.
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 Fellas. Fella. Now we're 7 days.
Go on.
Fella.
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 My officers conduct themselves to the letter of the law, sir. The letter.
We are only interested in one thing and one thing only. The cruise. One thing only. 7 days of the age. One thing only.
Nick and Ben Coppers.
Listen.
Coppers.
Coppers. Ben Coppers.
Coppers. Listen.
Coppers.
Coppers.
Ben Coppers. Coppers.
Listen.
Coppers.
So after all that 2 year build up and 2 year wait, I fall asleep in front of the TV. 2 years I was waiting.
A little disco nap before it. An unintentional one. I even put the phone away.
That's not like you.
My phone on my leg or something. I couldn't.
I don't think I've ever seen you without your phone.
Got myself a little bowl of nachos, and away I went. Stick it on there with the bent coppers.
I got some microwave popcorn. Oh, I didn't get it.
Oh, that's dirt.
It's dirt. It stank the house out, and it's dirt. I have a microwave machine. I told you the microwave popcorn.
Microwave machine.
Sorry, not microwave.
Microwave machine.
It's not a microwave. It's a popcorn maker.
Oh yeah,
they're £20. I told you about this before.
Why didn't you use that then?
I don't know. I wasn't involved in the popcorn
making. Oh, microwave stuff is dirt.
Dirt. Steer clear. Get yourself a bag of Manhattan or make your own.
Yeah.
End of list.
You can't go wrong. Although there's all kinds of fancy pants companies coming in now making popcorn.
I saw there's a thing you can get for your microwave, but it's like one of those, you know, see like ads on Wish or whatever it is. And it's like you stick your popcorn kernels in and it's a big ball and you put it in the microwave and then it just fills up with popcorn.
Would you buy anything edible on Wish?
It wasn't. It wasn't Wish. It was one of those ones like it.
Yeah.
I keep getting ads for gadgets like that.
That's because you keep buying the gadgets.
I do buy gadgets. I've stopped though. Hi, my name is Jim, and I have a gadget problem. The last gadget I bought was a thing that attaches a light to your phone. It's a good gadget though.
Have you seen the glasses yet that you can buy for like £2 in Aldi? And they have lights on them. So when you're trying to read something night time, they have four.
So they have lights.
They have four headlights on them.
See, now I wouldn't be able to pass that by.
And like, they're only 2 quid.
Well, see, 2 quid if it's.
But they're proper lenses as well.
Are they?
So it'll tell you. Yeah, I mean, I don't wear glasses. Is there like a? How do you know? Is there a code apart from someone saying, "Oh, you need this"?
Yeah,
type?
Well, you can buy ones in you know, supermarkets and things like that that are that have. Yeah, but you're better off getting it done by a proper.
You're probably better off going to an optician. Yeah,
an optician. But yeah, you can buy them. But
at least have lights on them.
They have lights on.
If you're trying to, I don't know, read a book in bed.
Yeah, but you can do that on your phone now.
Ah, yeah, but you might like old school.
Yeah,
you know. Or you might be revisiting old books or Harry Potter or whatever. Yeah. You know? You can light it all up, baby. Light it up. We discussed spice bags in great length on today's show. And we found out that, well, we probably officially haven't actually had one before.
And you should sound guilty. We've never had a real one. We've had them from a Thai place. You'll hear about it later. But we've never had a real one. But we're going to have to do that this week.
We really didn't think there was a difference. Potatoes, veg, bit of spice, bit of chicken. Grand. Off you
I
go.
Made one. I followed a guy on Instagram or something. He's a chef and he shows you how to make a healthy version of it.
Okay.
And it was like a chicken breast and some vegetables and some spices. And I oh yeah, I'll have
good
that.
Nice rice. What's wrong?
Yeah. And I ate that. And it was
did
healthy,
you,
yeah. But the one from the Chinese is going to be dirt, isn't it?
I think it's the Chinese chips. There's something special about their crunchy chips. Yeah. There's look, it's a Monday, so we're not going to do it. But maybe during the week. Like Crossy was like, do you want me to go off and get some tonight, lads? And I will bring it in tomorrow morning and we can, we're like, reheated spice bag in a microwave.
Nah.
You're okay.
Crossy looked so upset that he even knows us when we told him we never had a real spice bag. It would be like if somebody you knew who loved football and you told them, I don't really watch football. And their face they make was like, oh, well, you're not really a human then.
You're not a human.
I can't talk to you. You don't understand.
No, like he gets a lot of love on social media, but sometimes he gets some messages as well. Somebody messaged him the other day to say, they hope he's okay because his eyes look sad. And he was like, I'm just really hungover.
That's one of those, it's not even trolling. That's just like, that sounds like you care. But it would, like, that would stick in your head, wouldn't it?
What is it about social media that these things happen? People are comfortable saying things.
Do you think he looks sad? I think he looks very happy.
I think he looks... Yeah. It's like I was watching Tommy Tiernan the other night and he was talking to the chef, Nevin Maguire.
Was he on it, yeah?
And he said something about food and Nevin was like, oh, how can you tell I like food? And he says, you look healthy. And Nevin kind of laughed as in, you know, I like my food, what do you mean look healthy? And Tommy said, your eyes, your glow. He said, you look healthy. It doesn't, being healthy isn't just having a six pack.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was beaming.
Well, he obviously never seen how much butter Nevin uses on everything.
It works.
Yeah.
So, I just...
People absolutely beautiful.
Can I just tell you, you look a bit sad. The eyes. Yeah. Okay.
People say mad things to you, don't they? People are strange with their feedback.
I suppose it's the same thing with... Again, the closest thing we have to it is people who use dating apps and you'll get people saying strange things like... I was actually talking to a couple of mates who are on social or on dating apps over the weekend, and one person was chatting saying that they don't have a job at the moment because of everything. And they were like, oh, so you've nothing going for you at all. And they were like, sorry, is this is the chatting up stage?
What?
Like,
it's like that song Remember Compliments You Receive. Like, you really should. I know somebody who got a lovely email about how good they were at their job. And it was like somebody from like top-notch person at top of this company sent them this glowing email about how brilliant they are and like what an asset they are. And I was just saying, like, get that, print it out and keep it somewhere, because like that's amazing. Most things you get from work would be not something you want to keep. But you should hang on to things.
Depends where you work, Jim.
It does. But like, if you get an absolutely, you know, sometimes it happens. Somebody will just say, hey, I give you a massive compliment. And like, if it is written down, if somebody texts you a compliment, take a screenshot. Because like, in a year, you might find it again. Oh, well, yeah. Remember that?
Well, if you're on Bumble and you meet this dude, you won't be getting compliments.
Wow.
You'll be getting weird put downs.
Wow.
I think, you know, people sometimes get awkward at trying to have conversations maybe, and they just, they blurt out. But when you're typing it, you have to think about it a bit more.
Well, you're doing them a favour there. You're cutting straight to the chase. Like, okay, you're a numpty, so now I'm not going to waste any more time with you.
See ya.
Thanks.
See ya. And Chiz was trending all last night because, again, of Lion and Julie. There's an awful lot of abbreviations, and this means 2-0 Roger and feckin'.
Yeah.
You know.
I have to get back into it now.
I'm pretty sure in, like, Stringer Bell and his lads, they didn't have all those things.
Oh, they did.
Did they?
Oh, man. So, when I watched The Wire, an awful lot of Stringer Bell and
But that was the street references, though, wasn't it?
But the street references and all the drugs references, I understood because of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And because they were talking so fast, again, as well, from fast rapping, I could understand. And, like, so literally I would pause and go, he just said he's going to get another big bag of drugs and you watch out for the fella, he's coming around the corner as well. And that he's talking about the police there. That's a slang word for the police. So, yeah, that really helped me. That was a great show, that.
Well, there's ways you can find out, but I think people were sharing just the Wikipedia page last night. It's just a rat, a grass.
Yeah, look, it's not Lord of the Rings, right?
Exactly.
Did you see Lord of the Rings?
I have seen Lord of the Rings, Jim, yes.
No, did you see? It was on the telly box the other day.
Lord of the Rings. It's probably still on.
So, what's his face? J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
He used to come to Ireland all the time. And he used to live in the Burn for about a couple of years. He was a teacher. Right?
Okay.
And he used to hang out in the Burn the whole time. And what's the Burn look like?
Rocky.
It's all kind of rocky. And there's green parts near it as well, which look kind of like where the hobbits might live.
So the hobbits could be in County Clare.
And one of the places in the Burn that he used to love going to was called Gollum's Hole.
All right.
And there was this weird little thing that went down into, and it looks like Lord of the Rings. It looks like it goes into a different universe. And it was spelt G-O-L-L-U-M. And he lived there. They know this. So they reckon that he was inspired to write about Ireland.
Don't look at my precious hole.
So, like, they couldn't be a coincidence. Like, Gollum's Hole.
Yeah, well, there's parts of New Zealand and Ireland that look identical.
He didn't live in New Zealand.
No.
So apparently he was in
World War... But I can see why Peter Jackson...
World War One, I think, and he was a soldier, and he was off his banger, I think, and he came up with a lot of stuff when he was off his head.
That's impressive to come out of that Lord of the Rings while he was out of his box.
Out of his box, and he was writing stuff down in the trenches, and he was thinking about
the
Burn. Weren't
the days now he was working.
Well, apparently he was on something for the pain.
Although it would explain the talking trees.
Yeah, exactly. Of course it is. It's massive spiders. A little fella living in a hole. He was thinking about Ireland.
Yeah.
That's Gollum's hole.
He wouldn't come up with that stuff drinking tea.
No.
So. I suppose, yeah.
So.
Although you'd want to write it down because you'd definitely forget the next day.
So technically Lord of the Rings could play for Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, we got the granny rule. We own it. That's us.
That is us. Coming up on today's podcast. And by the way, come back to the show all week because we have iPads to give away.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what's on the podcast today.
Please do.
Hello to everybody if you're out walking around, and go and have a look at my UFO thing and let me know what you think.
Gollum's Hole.
On the podcast today, we will be having the chats about all sorts of things. Including
Billie Eilish. She's now the third most liked post on Instagram.
Dua Lipa getting chased. We got some fake ads. We got some kids coming up with some ideas for some new celebration days. And we talk about spice bags in depth because it turns out that Jim, Jim and Nobby have never had a real one. So we got spice bag notions. And that's what today's podcast is called. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 7:10. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
I need more.
How are you doing, Nobby?
I'm good, Jim.
United were a disgrace. Eamon Dunphy exclusive.
I just love when you see really honest United fans, like, really having a go at themselves over it. Like, it's only football.
Leicester 3, Man United 1. Well, look, nobody can really slag anybody except Man City.
Brendan Rodgers was wearing a Daffodil Day badge. Maybe that was an extra bit of luck from the charity.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says his Man United side ran out of gas as their FA Cup hopes crashed. He thinks the team are flagging from too much football after being given the runaround by brilliant Leicester.
Too much football?
Too much football, yeah.
Okay.
Too many games. So, Easter Rising is the headline. unfortunately, the numbers.
Strong now. Oh, there's right.
Yeah, Easter celebrations are off again this year as the rising trend of coronavirus saw 769 new infections confirmed yesterday.
Yeah, lockdown's really working, isn't it?
Now, how come it was so high on a really Sunday? Low. I thought they didn't do the calculations as much at the weekends. Why Mondays are higher. That's the highest total in 3 weeks, and it comes as two more deaths were recorded.
Oh, yeah, but they haven't been 200 either at all. So it's not like it might be the highest in weeks, but it might be, you know, 50 off what was the highest 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, the trend is, I think it's like, if you look at the three previous Sundays, it's like 200 and something, 500 and something, 700 and something. It's not looking... It's not going the right direction.
844,000 people were vaccinated in the UK in a day.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of different.
It's very different here, yeah.
769 is the worst in 3 weeks. But like, I bet you if you go back to Friday or something, it's probably 720.
No, I think yesterday was a bit of a shock to most people. It's gone back up. It's the highest since February, I think. So, hopefully that'll calm down. Who knows? Eating just one rasher of bacon a day could nearly double your risk of getting dementia, a study suggests.
Who eats bacon every day?
I know people that have rashers and sausages every
day. Every day?
Yeah. Well. They'd go and have an old wrap or bap every day, yeah. Or most days they would, yeah. A lot of builder lads would lash an old rasher into them. Most days.
Well, I don't know. Some of all builders.
Not all builders.
I say one thing for the builders at the moment. If they are not bringing their lunch to work, there's very little choice at the moment. Because all the shops are just barely, and you know, it's business, so I understand. They're just barely putting out what they can sell. So there's like, the shop near us, you either have a breaded chicken fillet or tough.
Yeah, you're not going to have your quinoa with toasted nuts at the moment, are you?
No.
You have to do it yourself. Researchers probed a potential link between eating meat and developing a condition such as Alzheimer's disease. So,
well, definitely if you're, you know, sort of 18 to 25, you're going to know a lot more people that are vegan and haven't just turned vegan, but just that's the choice they're making.
Oh,
it's a big thing.
So many options now. It's unreal.
So many options. But I saw someone raving on about a thing online the other day. It was actually for the Linda McCartney sausages.
Yeah.
And how great they are, and a great lifestyle choice. I check all those boxes. I check them all. And see what actually is in them.
And?
Well, there's just, if you can't pronounce certain things. Like yesterday I had two packets of butter. One was real butter.
Yeah.
And the one was like probably the best selling one, if not the second best selling one in Ireland. The one in my left hand had three ingredients. The one in my right hand had about 10.
That's a good rule of thumb is to... The more ingredients are in something, the less it's good for you, I think. So
yeah, get the real butter into your face.
The more natural you can go, the better.
Exactly. But yeah, eating bacon every day, I don't think that's ever going to be good for you.
No. Let us know. Do you have a bit of bacon every day? Do you? Do you have a rasher sandwich every day?
A rasher.
Landlord's bullet in the head threat. A landlord threatened a former tenant that he would get a gun and put a bullet in his head when he was asked for his deposit back. It has been alleged. That's the front page of the Herald today.
And they're looking at new laws that will change stuff in terms of people putting images and videos of them online without their consent, without their knowledge. A top OnlyFans creator has welcomed the idea. And this, I didn't notice, there's an Irish company that specialises in removing. They can find stuff of you that people have put up and remove it. Because if you're on OnlyFans and people take your stuff and put it on free sites, that's not how it's meant to work.
Okay,
so you, you could be taking screen grabs, you could be recording screen grabs of video content.
Right.
And then leaking it. And there's a girl called Rebecca Rose who ranks in the top 0.4% of all the creators on the platform. And she's a big fan of the Irish company who can find people doing this.
And they call it revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so I think it can be revenge if you know the person.
Ex-boyfriends or whatever as well.
Equally if you don't know the person. You might know the person on OnlyFans, but you still, they haven't put it on the internet for free.
Yeah. And people can be hacked as well, don't forget.
They can.
So
they can.
There's various different ways. Generally, don't get near cameras.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put stuff up.
It's a safer bet.
Or, you know, obviously sometimes you didn't put stuff up, but yeah, somebody, you know, did, that you thought you could trust.
Yeah, exactly.
So they need to get.
Well, that's good that they can find it and take it down.
Yeah, but still, it might be after the embarrassment has already been too late.
Yeah.
And everyone was googling last night. What's a chiz?
What is it?
I had it last night now, and I went to bed. Now for it is.
It's an abbreviation for some kind of
covert thing. Human intelligence sources.
Why didn't they explain that at the beginning?
The continuity guy came on, and the GRM, he didn't come on and go, "Hey, glad you stayed with me for all of flight duty."
Some BBC.
He just gave us. I know the continuity guy actually just told you something that everyone wanted to know.
Ah, good man.
You know, there's a lesson there. So it's just a rat, a grass. Snitches get stitches.
Right, okay. Now, I fell asleep for Line of Duty, so no spoilers.
The whole thing?
No, I saw the first 10 minutes of it. And then it was like, Jim.
Well, your man's back on the painkillers.
I'm watching this. Huh?
Your man's back on the painkillers.
Who is?
Arnott.
I forgot everything. What's going on with his beard? Has he coloured it in?
I don't know. It's a bit weird looking, isn't it?
It's like your man from, the weatherman from TV3.
He's really annoyed. Like, he wants to leave.
He says.
He meets a girl in the coffee shop for like 15 seconds and I've got to go. She just legs it.
What's that about?
I've broken up with Luke. It's like, what?
It was very hard to follow it last night.
I think they deliberately, like, and some bits happen really fast and some bits happen really slowly.
I missed all the action. Apparently there's a lot of action.
Well, you need to record it.
I haven't recorded it.
Okay.
So I'll watch it today. I was just tired, you know.
Happens to us all, Jim.
Yeah.
Happens to us all.
I knew it though. I knew it about 5 o'clock yesterday. I thought, 9 o'clock, I'm going to fall asleep during that. There's no way I'm going to make it to 10.
The review saying explosive start would have been predictable, and Jed likes to keep his audience in a constant state of mild bewilderment.
Yeah.
My guess is that he's keeping his powder dry for further into the series. Scotty said there was a little refresher on YouTube on BBC's channel for five or 6 minutes.
It's been 2 years though since we've seen
That's
it.
That's the
so
thing.
Yeah.
It's been a long, like, what? Why did Kate leave again? What's?
I can't remember anything.
Was Ted and all the money? Was that this season? Or like the season gone five, or was it four? A little refresher when it's been 2 years is not a bad thing.
Yeah, wouldn't mind seeing that.
You wouldn't go into your leaving cert having not studied or checked for 2 years.
No.
Anyway, welcome to Monday, everyone. It's FM 104. It's the 22nd of March. Now, thankfully, she had a massive bodyguard with her.
Now, where did this happen? Is it Mexico? Is it
Mexico? Hey, look, they're just fans. They got excited. She came out of a, you know, like coming out of the stage side door of the Olympia.
I've seen people being ran at on stage and knocked over by fans.
So she comes out with five people. Fans jump around to try to pull at her. Bodyguard dude is fighting people off.
Was that dude screaming there, was it?
I don't think so. So yeah, they're just fans, but still, I mean,
they're crazy fans.
You know, you can't be getting reefed out of it coming out of the side of a gig.
That would put you off being famous, wouldn't it? Like that's
it would, yeah.
That's a little bit scary, that.
Yeah,
is.
She has her arms kind of, you know, that, yeah, kind
she's
things that you do to protect yourself. So, yeah.
So the full version of an AI take on Eminem's "My Name Is" has been released.
What?
It's an update. It's reimagined by artificial intelligence. It's been released, and even more spot on than people realized. So.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So it's not actually full of vanilla now. It's
no, it's like it's the equivalent of a deep fake video that you see, but it's an audio version.
Hi kids, do you like violence? Yeah. Wanna see me dye my hair bright green, just like Billie Eilish?
So edgy.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah.
Dry lean and get f***ed up worse than my life is?
Oh,
my brain's dead weight, these zanies keep my head straight, but I can't figure out which K-pop girl I wanna impregnate. And some random bitch on Twitter said, your album sucks ass. I think I'd rather listen to Drake instead. Since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else. Watch on the internet, myself with a bell. Got off and ripped Donald Trump's wig clean off. Smacked him so hard he had a heart attack like Rick Ross. I took the benzos too fast. They fall on my faster than a fat who sat down too fast. Come here, Shady, wait a minute. That's my mom, dawg. I don't give a God sent me to get you.
It does sound very like him, doesn't it?
It does. I heard Billie Eilish. I heard Drake.
Well, they changed Dre to Drake, so that wasn't too much of a push. But yeah, Billie Eilish
is good. What was the original?
I can't remember.
Donald Trump.
The Spice Girls has been changed to a different girl band.
I didn't even think. Did he mention the Spice Girls in the original?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he says, I don't know which one of the Spice Girls.
I'd like to impregnate.
Yeah. I think it was. Orlando Bloom says he's not getting enough sex. He said that this is a very strange article that was lamping around on Twitter yesterday. Bloom was interviewed by The Guardian as part of his weekly Q&A series. And one question often posed to interviewers is the series, how often do you have sex? He said, not enough.
Right.
And I haven't read it, but a lot of people are saying that it's one of the strangest articles they've read in a long time.
Over to you, Katie. I don't think she'll appreciate that.
No. Well, he's fairly out there. He's kind of, himself and Johnny Depp would be kind of similar in that sense. So they're kind of eccentric.
Well, hopefully that's where the similarities end. But, yeah, I mean, the guy likes to go paddling naked.
He also spoke about his brush with death, the closest he's ever had to dying. He said, at 20, I fell from a fourth floor window and broke my back. 4 days, they said I'd never walk again. But then I had a miraculous recovery.
He says his son Flynn and his daughter Daisy Dove and a dog called Mighty are his loves of his life. And of course my fiance he put in at the end.
Wow.
And she might want to have words after that. Mila Kunis is going to play a drug addict in a new movie called 4 Good Days. That's a stretch for her now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, she can act, can't she?
I know, but she just seems so nice and not, you know.
She's more, more associated with comedies and girls.
Her face looks so soft. You know?
Yeah. Well, she's probably looking for an Oscar. Everyone's, she's running on to her agent, so I need to be pushed.
In this trailer, she is 31-year-old Molly, with bleached blonde hair and meth teeth, as she calls them.
It's a shot we give you once a month. The shot essentially makes you immune to getting high.
Is it safe?
Are you kidding me? Now all of a sudden your body's a temple?
You have just a week.
Seriously?
Tired of what we've been through. I'm scared for you whenever she's around.
Who is that? If I wasn't a junkie, would you even ask?
Probably not. Whenever I've decided to re-engage with her, I've always done it with my eyes wide open.
So you feel like you've run out of hope.
That sounds like a heavy picture.
Very, you should. That's a big old crate of bananas. And Billie Eilish's blonde hair reveal breaks the Instagram record. Billie Eilish's blonde hair reveal has become the third most liked post on Instagram with over 20 million likes. And the megastar surprised her fans with the debut of her new platinum locks on the social media platform last week. So what happens to all the people who have her green and black hair? They all have to get their hair dyed now.
Yeah, and all the hairdressers are closed.
Wow.
How's that going to work? It'll have people doing it with kits at home.
Yeah.
And also I want to know, what are the two most liked things on Instagram now? If she's the third, what beats them?
We'll find out.
Basis.
It's time for a strawberry ad break, isn't it?
At Bougie Call at Boutique Hotels, we'll let you lie in the lap of luxury by the hour. You can tell by my sincere voice that at Booty Calls Boutique Hotels, we'll let you hide your bit on the side. We want your away day to be one that you can remember. Don't let anything spoil your staycation. Take the distress out of meeting your mistress at Booty Call Boutique Hotels. Overnight rates now available.
Netflix presents an investigative documentary on the item of clothing that split the nation in two, or at least split a leafy South Dublin suburb in two. Dry robes in plain sight.
You can't even see their faces when they throw on those hoodie towel things. God only knows what they're up to underneath them.
A civil war erupts between disgruntled locals and semi-clad thrill seekers.
Date them telling us not to wear a dry robe. We're bringing a bit of fashion into the area.
Dry robes in plain sight.
All of a sudden I saw these semi-clad hooligans jumping into the sea. So I took some photos, just in case the Gardaí needed them. They weren't for me.
They're so fluffy.
Dry robes in plain sight. Will you take the plunge?
You can take our photos, but you'll never take our dry robes. Woo!
If you want a pop in me shop, you'll cop all the stuff I've got in me shop. Me shop sells the lot. You can buy a mop or a chop or a butternut squash in me shop. Plop in me shop. You can buy a bag of cans if you're going on the lock with your pop or a bag of cough drops. You can even buy spare socks or even jocks in me shop. Me shop sells everything. Everything in me shop. Pop in. In pop.
In today's lesson, we'll be talking about good manners. Remember, we do say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Guten Morgen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dobré ráno.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
FM 104 Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim and Nobby. FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Well, we had Katie on Friday. I wonder how she got on at the old Cheltenham. Hopefully better than the Anchovy Bears.
We did very well. We got a great tip last minute.
Yeah. Thanks, Turf Talk Tom.
Absolute legend.
Listen to him and you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Steffi and Tala. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Mad weekend. You went for a few sunny walks.
Oh, yes. Living the dream.
Where'd you go?
Just around my area, within the 5K, you know yourself.
I'm not a policeman.
I just live around the square area, so across the road. Lovely little pond and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a massive park across there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good park, good park.
Yeah.
And did you have your headphones on? Were you away from the world? Or?
Yeah, listening to the Tommy Tiernan podcast, actually.
That's
I'm
good.
Obsessed with it and I have a lot to catch up on.
There's a lot to catch up
it's
on,
very
yeah.
Funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's no one, I can't find figures anywhere, but apparently it is the, it's quickly becoming the most successful podcast in Ireland. But
oh,
no,
really?
Yeah, but no one, I just don't know where the numbers are. I've been trying to find out.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. No. Very successful, though. Okay, so have you played Instagram before?
I have not. I've only been listening the last few weeks.
Okay.
So I'm super nervous. I usually get like 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10. And sometimes I'm very judgmental of people getting questions wrong. So
oh, dear. I love that. It's very honest of you. And thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Have you received your questions, Nobbers?
I have, Jim.
Good.
I have.
Much quicker the way of doing it now, isn't it?
Yeah, we airdropped them because we're so cool.
Right, Steffi. So you know all the rules. I don't need to go through all that.
No, you don't.
First answer and all that jazz. So best of luck.
Let me start the music. I'm just going to move my coffee out of the way so there's no more.
You don't wet pants again.
No, I certainly don't.
Here we go.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is Super Mario's brother's name?
Luigi.
In what country is New South Wales?
New Zealand.
Where would you ask for a short back and sides?
Sorry, say again?
Where would you ask for a short back and sides?
The barbers.
Pep Guardiola is the manager of what football club?
Real Madrid.
True or false? Nobby's cousin rode a horse in Cheltenham last Friday afternoon.
False.
Who is the current landlord of the Queen Vic in EastEnders?
Danny Dyer.
What Dublin theatre has an address at South King Street?
The Gaiety.
Spell the word rumour.
R-U-M-O-U-R.
How many times has Andy Murray won Wimbledon, the singles title?
4.
And what car company makes the Colt?
Opel. Oh God, that's so nerve-wracking.
It's tough when you're doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone says that. It's just the nerves thing.
It is, and there's questions there. I was like, no, not a chance.
See, I know, I could tell when you answered one incorrectly that it was bothering you.
Somebody said, can we judge you now?
Go for it.
Alright, Super Mario's brother is Luigi.
Luigi,
help me.
A bit of water between the right answer. Australia is New South Wales.
Okay.
They're flooded at the moment.
Yes.
Australia flooded.
Yeah, well not the whole place.
They have a plague of mice. The place was on fire. They have the pandemic as well. It's like, give Australia a break.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
I think I'd still rather be there though.
Pep Guardiola is the manager of Manchester City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobby doesn't have a jockey cousin. So you got that right.
I don't think I do anyway, no. Mick Carter, Danny Dyer. We'd have to accept Danny because, yeah, okay. Mick's right.
South King Street is the Gaiety. Yeah, rumours spelled correctly twice. Andy Murray's won Wimbledon.
And it's a car company that this year will leave Ireland.
Really?
They're done.
Are they?
What company?
Mitsubishi.
Are they leaving, yeah?
Yeah, they've had enough. They're taking their ball and they're going home.
How do you feel about that?
It's sad, I don't know, it's sad, yeah. People have less choice, yeah. Yeah.
So you got 5 today, Steffi.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me on. I was nerve wracking.
We were having you on, alright.
I'm going to be judging. You what?
We were having you on, alright.
What do you mean?
Like,
hey, what do you mean, Nobby?
It's just the jokes on. Nothing. Don't judge me.
Alright, listen. Well done, Steffi.
Okay,
let us know when you're listening tomorrow if you get tens.
Will do.
Okay. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sure, baby.
It's good. It's the Strawberry Pick of the Week on FM104.
Inhaler. It's called Cheer Up Baby.
I like it. Now, you know the way he doesn't like to talk about the person he's related to?
No, don't know what you mean. He's not related to anybody.
So we won't mention the person he's related to. But
no.
He does sound like the person he's related to.
Image.
Sounds like a young version of the person he's related to.
Now, everyone turns into their da.
They do, yeah. Which, in this case, is pretty good.
Shh.
Don't say it. But, like, he is related to him. And it does sound a bit like, you know, early, you know. You know, we're boy.
No, no. Don't know what you're talking about.
Boy in war.
No,
it sounds a bit kind of early.
Stop. Not true.
But excellent.
Excellent.
Top of the class, lads.
Thanks to Crossy, who realised last night that I got a shout out on Line of Duty. This thing totally missed me.
So he flashes the lights.
Kate's coming out of the police station. The
What's
hill.
The story with his beard? Is that real?
I'd say it is real, yeah.
But it doesn't look like a real beard. It looks like a fake beard that you buy in the shop.
Yeah, it looks a bit coloured in. I thought the same about McFadden's beard on Chums the other night.
Yeah, what is the story with that? Are people colouring in beards?
But what does she... This is obviously my name.
My name.
Is obviously, you know, a slag.
So he, well, he flashes his lights and she gets in the car and here's what she says.
What kind of knobby signal was that?
What's a knobby signal?
I can't tell you what knobby means. I just looked up at the slang of it. It means in the UK. It's not...
Was it really bad?
It's really bad.
So, like, people in the UK be destroying their arm club with Jim and knobby?
I think... I don't think we'd be allowed to call you Nobby
what
in the UK.
What kind of Nobby signal was that?
I think it means Aegis. I think that. But
was that a nice way of putting it?
No, there's other definitions. If you look up slang dictionaries, you can go into.
What does it begin with?
I couldn't even begin to tell you what the
is
slang
is. The worst, like, am I the worst?
No, not well. It's yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
Okay. Lads, could you wish my son Killian a happy 5th birthday today? He loves dinosaurs. Who doesn't like dinosaurs? We listen every morning on the way to school. Make him so happy. No problem. That's from Debbie. And
fair
we have another
play.
5-year-old, but she was 5 yesterday, and her name is Evie. She goes from Kinsealy every morning and listens to
Kinsealy.
Us.
Right, so here's the thing, everyone. Right, so kids, here's one for you. You've got a couple of seconds to think about this one. So you have to invent a new day, right? So like it's like Halloween or Easter or...
Ice cream day.
So ice cream day is good.
So with sprinkles on it.
But you have to invent a new day. And what happens on the day?
And so it's a Monday.
One of the ones that came up in my house yesterday was International Foot Day, where everyone dresses up as a foot and you go round door to door and you shout in people's letterbox, "Foot!"
I think some people that are terrified for feet might hate that day.
That's Foot Day. So
is it a smelly day?
It's just messing. So invent a day, kids.
That you'd have.
And like it could be cake day or something nice, or it could be just something mad like that.
Yeah, cake date. That's another goal. 087-679-7104 is our number, and if you'd like to win an iPad, stay where you are. How are you, kids?
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
How about this idea for a day that the kids come up with?
Hey, my name is Noah Mahon and I decided we're going to make an International Hobbit Day, because what happens in International Hobbit Day is you don't wear any socks or shoes.
Good.
And you have to have 11 meals a day, which is breakfast, second breakfast, 11 teas, lunch, luncheon, dinner, supper and dessert.
Now he's actually changed that back to 8.
Right, okay.
11's probably a bit too much.
Eight meals and you don't wear any socks, and you don't have to do it in the summer because it'd be too cold. But if you had to invent a day, kids, what day would you invent? It could be anything you want. Hobbits, ice cream, or just something crazy.
Hi, Ginger and Abby. My day, if I was allowed to make up a day, I would make yesterday.
Yesterday. I've seen the movie.
Yesterday. Oh. Bad?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Kids would
love
it.
What if you're a kid?
Kids absolutely love it. They watched it twice. But oh man, it is rough.
My name is Aria, and I'd think Slushy Day would be a good day.
Oh yeah. Slushy Day.
And every day before Slushy Day would get all your slushy ingredients, no matter how big your family was. And then on Slushy Day, get rainbow slushies for everyone.
So on Slushy Eve, you get all the ingredients.
Slushy Eve.
And then on Slushy Day, you do it. You go for it.
Is there, you know the way you used to be able to get Mr. Frosty's? Is there one that makes them now? Can kids make slushies at home? Is there a toy?
I'm sure there is.
National Teacher or Student Swap Day. The teacher becomes the student. The student becomes the teacher, says Kelvin. He's 12.
It's pretty good. I like that.
You're really thinking about it, Kelvin.
And then you can make sure you give them loads of homework.
Oh, especially on Friday.
Hi, Jim and Abby. I just want to say a happy birthday to my little brother, Kane. He's 5 today.
Happy birthday, Kane.
5 today. What's going on?
There's a lot of people 5 today, including Kane.
Happy birthday, Kane.
Hi, Jim and Abby.
Yep.
My day would be buy whatever you want day and your mum and dad can't say no.
Yeah. Oh.
I know someone who does that all the time.
Yeah.
Ding dong. Oh, it's DPD again. Will I get it? Will I?
Hello, Jim and Nobby. I'd like it to be Fortnite Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good
Fortnite
one.
Day.
And we'll have Minecraft Day as well.
A Fortnite Day would have to last 2 weeks. Hey!
Jim and Nobby, my name is Callum. And if I could make a day, it would be a yes day. And my parents would say yes for 24 hours. Bye!
See, well, if you ask, so you can't do anything dangerous. You can't ask for anything on yes day. Your parents say yes to everything. They have to say yes to everything. They can't say no.
Disney but World?
It ends up, it can get into a mess. So be careful with yes day.
Hello, I I'm Miss Piper, and I a teacher.
You're Miss Piper and you're a teacher.
I
are
a
you?
Teacher. I a teacher.
I a teacher too.
Dear. Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. My name's Oscar and I like a pizza day.
Pizza day, Oscar.
Pizza
good man.
Pizza day and one more.
Hi, Jim, Jim and Nobby. It's Evan. And for and if I had to create a day, it would be sweet day where we could have sweets whenever we want. Bye. Yeah,
keep them coming in. We'll do this again tomorrow. If you had, could invent a day, lash them into us or do so much more tomorrow morning. And
there is Mr. Frosty, by the way. He's 22 lids. You can get them normally, but he's out of stock at the moment. I'm blind right. Anyway.
Okay. Keep them coming in, kids.
Thanks to Daddy Cool. Send that in. It's 8:43. Kids, grown-ups, in-betweeners, we would like to give you a brand new iPad. And if you'd like to win it, then stay where you are.
So what's been happening? What has been happening in the planet?
Well, last year we brought you the news that Dua Lipa was I wouldn't say attacked by fans, but she was leaving a gig in Mexico and her bodyguard was with her, but he wasn't really watching just for a moment and she got grabbed. Now she... No, I ended up getting into the back of the limousine and all was okay, but I'm sure
she was left distressed after it.
They'll step up the L security after that.
Friend star Courtney Cox has paid tribute to her boyfriend Johnny McDade after COVID has been keeping them apart. They're separated due to the crisis, and friend star Courtney Cox is missing her boyfriend Johnny so much that she posted a very Irish tribute to him on Instagram.
Were they not on the gram maybe 6 weeks ago together again?
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure they were.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. I'm missing my favourite Irishman and family. I love you, is what she wrote.
Okay, great.
That's good, isn't it?
You know, if Courtney Cox wasn't particularly famous, she'd be that kind of annoying person on Instagram. I said it. Like, who cares about your boyfriend? You're 55 or something. Stop talking about your boyfriend. And hey, text him, will you?
Come on, Nobby, on a rant.
No one cares. Watch that Ricky Gervais video, Courtney, from 10 days ago. Literally no one cares.
Now, how do you pronounce this? The Moratorium, the new release, a British new film directed by Kevin MacDonald, based on the New York Times bestseller, Guantanamo Diary. This is an inspiring true story of Silas' fight for freedom after being detained and imprisoned without charge by US government for years. Here is the Mauritian, Mauritian.
He recruited the guys who flew your friend's plane into the South Tower.
He put those men on my husband's plane?
I'm gonna make him pay.
In the event the detainee lunges for you, push back away from the table. We'll get in there as quick as we can.
I'm Nancy Hollander, this is my associate. We wish to represent you.
We are seeking the death penalty, but if we miss something, this guy goes home. Let's get to it.
Call this number. Speak to my mother. Tell her, I don't know, something nice.
Ring me ma, she'll tell you. I don't know how it sounds. More heavy bananas.
It does. Jack Black, in his latest Instagram post, he's lathered himself
his girlfriend, is he?
In green paint. No, he just messes on Instagram. He's very funny. And he's transformed into the incredible Jack Black Hulk. Here's what he sounded like.
Sunshine, Hulk's only sunshine. You make Hulk happy when skies are gray.
Uh-oh.
You'll never know, dear, how much Hulk love you. Please don't take Hulk sunshine away.
So I don't know if somebody was joking yesterday, but apparently I'm hoping this was a joke, that some politicians in the UK had called for Line of Duty to be taken off the schedules.
Why?
Encourage people to suck diesel. Now I'm hoping that was a joke. It's got to be a joke.
Yeah.
Because obviously Ted Hastings uses the Irish expression.
There's enough Irish
now
people.
Now we're sucking diesel. Which means now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't encourage people to actually Donald Trump.
No. But also there's enough Irish people in the UK who would have said that as well, not just him.
Yeah. It's not just it's only Irish expression, is it?
If you want to catch up on the last five seasons, because there was definitely a few times, never mind Chiz, you're trying to find out why did she leave again? Where? If you type in very quickly into YouTube and it's narrated and everything, it's all done for you. You just type in all Line of Duty in 6 minutes, and it'll bring you right up to, no spoilers now, but yeah, obviously you will have to have watched the first 5 seasons, fella.
It's got to be one of the original cast members. Is H? That's all I'm thinking. I haven't even seen yesterday's episode, so there's no spoilers here.
Jim fell asleep.
I'll watch it. I'll catch up with my homework tomorrow.
And he didn't see his link Top Gear. Bond cars is very cool. Oh dear. We've opened like an awful lot of... People are very, very passionate about these things.
So we haven't had a spice bag. Because me and Abby, the only spice bag we've ever had is from a Thai place. So people are saying, no.
That must sound very notion-y.
It has to be from a Chinese.
OMG. Not use saying some vegetables and a bit of potatoes with spice is a spice bag.
Exactly.
Laugh my ass off.
What is it?
No.
No, it's got to have chicken. It's got to have lots of chili.
The Thai place has chicken. It's battered chicken.
Yeah, it didn't hurt. It's supposed to hurt you.
I don't know if it's supposed to hurt you.
Oh yeah, it's supposed to hurt you.
By hurt he means it's so spicy.
Yeah, spicy. It's supposed to make your eyes water.
Lads, it's not the same. It needs to be from a curry shop. We don't even have curry shops in Ireland. What's a curry shop?
I think he means Chinese. Or do they do them from Indians as well?
I don't know, but we don't have curry shops.
Well,
in Ireland.
A curry shop, I would call it an Indian restaurant.
Okay, well then call it an restaurant. I don't think the Indian people like to...
No.
They think themselves more than just a curry shop.
No, I know. But like I would imagine that's kind of an English phrase
is, yeah.
For an Indian.
Is that, yeah, probably, yeah.
Down to curry ass.
Slag.
But Thai places do curries as well. And so do Chinese.
Now, a lot of people sending in different places, of course. You know, we get them here, get them there.
The garden and Tallis come in.
Lee Garden comes in a lot. I remember Crossy talking about this place. There was another place in Sutton Cross, I think, Elephant, something it's called. They were the two that stuck in my mind that he said were very, very good. He literally drove all over Dublin, I think over 4 nights, trying different curry sauces, different spice bags.
That's chicken, salt and chilli pepper. Very like a spice bag, mixed with sweet and sour sauce. It's savage.
This is also a bit posh now. You can do it with king prawns.
Oh yeah. Whatever you're
yeah, but it's a bit too, does it not have to be chicken? If that girl's giving out to us saying you can't have vegetables in it, is there not peppers and onions in a spice bag? Because the ones I've seen
peppers
people
and onions,
put up on
yeah,
trays, of course there is.
Yeah.
Hello, they're vegetables. Sorry to wake you up and all.
I don't want that leafy
stuff. Where
are
you going with your vegetables?
Hell no,
and
girl.
Potatoes.
I don't want that leafy stuff.
The potatoes have to be chopped up, so it's like chips.
It's chips, yeah, yeah. Chips.
But is it Chinese takeaway
so
chips?
So we've never actually had a proper...
Or is it chipper chips or Chinese takeaway? Because there's a difference.
I think they're crispier than normal chips. Are they not?
Well, the Chinese takeaway ones would be crispy, yeah, in the little white bag.
A batter burger tray. Now, that's Irish, says somebody.
Don't know what the hell that is.
Well,
someone did also mention the
sounds
place.
Sounds like a spice bag with a batter burger in it.
In Finglas that does them. I can't
do so it. We've never had a real one then. Can you describe... Okay, everybody listening who's had a spice bag, which is pretty much everybody except me and Nobby. What?
That's embarrassing, lads. Get a Chinese spice bag.
What? What is? How do you define a proper spice bag?
What? Okay, yeah, exactly. Breakdown is the potato.
So yeah,
pepper,
the one I had,
onion.
You probably got it from Camille, was it?
Yeah,
I had the Camille one, but I don't think that's real. That's kind of a fancy one. So there was chicken in it. There was potatoes.
But they have Thai chefs in Camille.
I know.
I'm sure they know more than we do.
Oh, I'm giving them a compliment. It's a fancier version of what the real, the original.
Sometimes I get it just as a starter.
Dear. So is it? Is that?
Yeah,
is that
starving.
So if you've had a Camille spice bag, does that count?
Are you saying that doesn't count?
Is it Camille or is it real? Let us know, because you're the experts, everybody.
Yeah.
Where should
yeah.
we get it from? Where is this the absolute best one? And we'll try it this week.
It's a lot of Lynn Keys. It comes in an awful lot.
Wow. Okay. It's a big vote for them.
Right. Well,
my daughter has driven from Wicklow to Lygarden, Rathfarnham. It's the best spice bag.
That's outside your 5k. Although you can go outside your 5k for food. I don't know about inter-county.
Can you? What about the fellow who came to get a burger from
Carlow? No, 80 kilometres. Yeah, I think inter-county is off. Okay. I think you can definitely go outside your 5k for food though. But
I'm getting a spice bag guard.
Where are you coming from? Wicklow?
I'm sick of the lockdown guard. I need a spice bag from my barn.
They confiscated your spice bag after gone.
That would be cruel.
It would be.
I think they'd understand. But you're not allowed to do that.
It's F104. Food. Because we're getting dogs abuse over our...
Crossy's disgusted with us.
Our posh spice
I didn't
pack.
Know it was posh. I thought it was
It's like a spice tub.
With Massaman sauce.
No, you don't have to get that now.
People have it with curry sauce.
I just had a look at my local Chinese takeaway, and I haven't even been there, but I'll have to know. Is the spice bag, is the technical term for salt and crispy chili chicken? Or is that different? Because I can't find a thing called an actual spice bag on the menu.
Or maybe they don't call it a spice bag.
No, definitely add salt and crispy chili chicken, all right.
Yeah, you're getting close to it there.
But that came with rice. That was like a dish.
There's peppers in it.
Anyway, we'll
listen to you, you're going, are you? You can hear him, Nobby's getting all.
A spice bag is chips, shredded. No, there wasn't any chips in this. Chicken, onions, pepper, spring onion, chili, and spice seasoning, and has to be out of a Chinese.
Summer and Sandyford Village do a really good one. Wow. Okay.
Salt and
what about
chili.
Curry sauce? Does that make it less authentic?
I think, yeah, that would just be for dipping. You couldn't pour it over now. Salt and chili, chips, onions, peppers, chilies, and chicken.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
By the way.
Follow Agent Spice Bag on Instagram. He reviews spice bags in Dublin.
What? Agent Spice Bag?
Wow.
I will certainly do that now.
Yeah, big Agent Spice Bag, yeah.
Classic.
Okay, so everyone go get
Agent
him.
Spice Bag and all things black and white milkshake. I follow the two of them.
Lads, I've also never had a spice bag, says Gráinne. Well, Gráinne, you'll have to get to the back of the queue. But hopefully you won't get the abuse that we're getting.
Crossy's looking at us. He's giving us the disappointed look. He's not even angry. He's just shaking his head. He's disgusted with us.
The veg does be soggy. Yeah, but
he came in and said the two of you haven't had a real one. He considers the one that we had notiony and foody. It has to be from a Chinese.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.